This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Noe S. Garson. Date of birth is March the 30th, 1962. Case ID number is 318-1014. Date of exam, July the 7th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Knapp Medical Center, dated 10/22/21. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident of the right side with left-sided hemiparesis, comma, high blood pressure, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently employed doing light duty, where he instructs and directs other employees on how to mix the paint. The claimant was a painter for 15 years and also a maintenance man for the hospital an apartment complex for 20 years. During that time, he states that he worked 12 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He presently lives with his wife in a house, and he's not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, right cerebral vascular accident with left-sided hemiparesis. Number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. History allegations. Number one, right cerebral vascular accident with left-sided hemiparesis. The claimant states that on October the 15th, 2021, he presented to Knapp Medical Center and was hospitalized for 3 days after having a right hemorrhagic stroke of the right side with a left hemiparesis. The claimant states that his left facial area was drooping, that he had slurred speech, and had decreased strength of the left upper and lower extremities, along with decreased balance and blurred vision. The claimant did present with slurred speech, and his mental status was confused, as well as having a decreased memory. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms include mild left facial weakness and left upper and lower extremity muscle weakness, decreased balance, but his vision appears to be fairly normal at this time. The claimant also has normal speech, although his mental status has decreased and he has difficulty with his memory. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 1.5 blocks, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs with the rails, comma, and he did have a cane, which he did not bring with him. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, occasionally use a skillet, comma, sweep a little bit, comma, and button his clothes, as well as lift 10 pounds with the right side. He is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant states that he is no longer taking aspirin, but was taking 81 milligrams of aspirin QD. He was diagnosed with a cerebral vascular accident of the right side with mild left hemiparesis and also diagnosed with a right basal ganglion hypertension intraparenchymal hemorrhage. His condition is stable and better. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in July of 2020, he was diagnosed with hypertension. He denies having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, but did have some blurred vision. He denies having a myocardial infarction, but did have a cerebral vascular accident on October the 15th, 2021. He denies any nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 141 over 84 mmHg. He is presently on lisinopril 30 milligrams QD and amifidipine 60 milligrams ER QD. The claimant states that in 2020 he was started on medication but not continue his medication since he states that he felt well at the time. He was not taking his medications at the time of the stroke. Number three, high cholesterol / hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that on October 2021, he was told that he had a high cholesterol level. However, a repeat cholesterol level was performed, which was normal. But because of his recent stroke, he was placed on atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD prophylactically. His condition appears to be stable. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one half block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, with his right hand, use a coffee cup with his right hand, use a skillet with his right hand, sweep a little bit, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds with his right hand. He is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant does have a cane at home, which he did not bring to this office visit. He is able to ambulate slowly, but on his own. He is presently on no medications for pain and is working by directing other employees on how to mix different paints. His physician is Dr. Daniela Garza. Family history. The father died at the age of 80. He was burned to death in a fire accident. His mother died at the age of 84 from liver cancer. Medications, lisinopril 30 milligrams QD, nifedipine ER 60 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, right cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis, secondary to a right basal ganglion, hypertensive intraparenchymal hemorrhage, bradycardia, hypercholesterolemia, major surgeries, none. Social history. The claimant does have a history of smoking heavy for 10 years. Alcohol, the claimant states that every week he would drink 3 to 4 beers per day for 50 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 212 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 7 inches. BP, 141 over 84 mmHg. Heart rate, 74 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 33. General, This is a 60-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He appears also to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant was very talkative and was able to speak very well, but did have difficulty in mild ambulation secondary to mild left hemiparesis. He did not present with an assistive device. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with bilateral cataract formation noted, which was mild. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological exam, down to the fourth sentence. Concentration was fair, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 to 12 appear to be grossly intact with mild decrease on the left side of his face of the facial nerve and the trigeminal nerve, which appeared to be mildly affected. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was decreased, and finger-to-nose was mildly abnormal. Heel to shin exam was abnormal, but the lumbar sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms on the left, upper, and lower extremities, but no tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right, upper, and lower extremities. However, the claimant did have abnormal ranges of motion of the left, upper, and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 10 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially on the left, upper, and lower extremities. There is mildly abnormal motion and strength of the left knee, where flexion was only 60 degrees on the left side. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up down from the exam table, but with difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He did not come with an assisted device, but most likely than not would benefit from having one for support. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 2 over 5 for the left hand and plus 5 over 5 for the right. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for the cranial nerves 5 and 7, which appeared to be mildly dysfunctional. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased bilaterally at plus 3 over 5. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense, especially on the left, upper, and lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have muscle spasms of the left, upper, and lower extremities. Muscle strength is plus 2 over 5 for the left, upper, and lower extremities. Fine and dextrous finger control is abnormal for the left side and normal for the right. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his right hand. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, secondary to a cerebral vascular accident of the left, upper, and lower extremities. He is unable to heel toe walk, but is able to fairly walk normally at a tandem rate. There is abnormal grip strength of the left hand at plus 2 over 5, and for the right, plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the left upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a left-sided hemiparesis with a plus 2 over 5 strength. Probable diagnoses. Number 1. Right-sided cerebral vascular accident of the basal ganglion intraparenchymal hemorrhage with a left hemiparesis, stable at this time, appears to be recovering, and the claimant is able to ambulate without a cane. Diagnosis number 2, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 141 over 84 mmHg, which is normal. Allegation number 3, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states he has normal levels but is being prophylactically treated with atorvastatin. His condition is stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Noe S. Garza.